This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A team of entomologists went into Yellowstone National Park to understand how a tiny beetle could thrive in an incredibly hostile environment. As a result, they discovered one of its secrets and patented the insect's unique adaptation. The flora and fauna of the world have several unique adaptations to cope with extremes in their environments. Bioprospecting is the increasingly important process of figuring out how these adaptations can be used for humanity's benefit. The entomologists studying Yellowstone's wet salts tiger beetle were not expecting to develop an invention from their research. Nevertheless, the beetle's biology led to a patentable concept that could help humanity. Tiger beetles are apex predators of the insect world. While there are dozens of species worldwide, entomologists found something unique about the beetles they spotted in Yellowstone National Park. Leon Heagley, a professor of applied ecology who visited Mammoth Hot Springs in Yellowstone National Park, was marveling at the geothermal terraces when he noticed a wet salts tiger beetle, not only surviving but thriving in a world where other animals fear to tread. Heagley said, "I immediately knew something wasn't right. It was just too hot. The beetle shouldn't be able to survive in those temperatures, but there it was." Along with a team of other entomologists, Heagley spent 2 decades studying wet salts tiger beetle populations dispersed throughout Yellowstone. The exoskeletons of tiger beetles, like many insects, are covered in a layer of wax to prevent them from drying out. Tiger beetles produce a lot of wax to retain internal moisture and protect their bodies, but that wax is inherently hydrophobic. Instead of absorbing water, it repels it. Despite the hydrophobic exoskeleton and waxy covering, Yellowstone's tiger beetles were able to carry water with them as they traversed the hot springs. Yellowstone's tiger beetles' secret to water retention is that their abdomens are covered with an extensive network of microscopic grooves, interlaced with hair-like protuberances. This micro-grooving allows the beetles to hold water on their hydrophobic exoskeletons. Yellowstone's tiger beetles are the only population currently known to have this unique micro-grooving adaptation. The micro-grooving adaptation was so unique that it presented Heagley and Robert Peterson, professor of entomology and head of the Department of Land Resources and Environmental Sciences at Montana State University, and their colleagues with an unexpected opportunity. Since the microscopic structures on the tiger beetle's abdomens had never been seen or studied before, it qualified as a patentable invention. Beetles don't apply for patents, but the researchers who study them are able and allowed to do just that. U.S. patent number 12,319,385 was awarded to Heagley et al. On June 3, 2025. Heagley and Peterson are credited as the inventors of the patent, but the credit goes to the unique wet salts tiger beetles of Yellowstone. The basic concept is that if a pattern of grooves or ridges is placed on a surface at least 10 nanometers, or 1/1,000,000th of a meter, apart, they can make a hydrophobic surface retain a uniform layer of liquid while remaining hydrophobic. In short, it allows a hydrophobic surface to have hydrophilic properties. The patent is for micro-grooving that allows wetting of otherwise water-repellent surfaces, Heagley said. Think about how water is repelled off a piece of plastic. If you groove that plastic at a sufficiently small scale, it can actually hold a droplet of water. Heagley speculated that their micro-grooving patent could be used as part of an innovative new method of insulation for buildings. And Peterson believes there's exciting potential in the world of orthopedics. Peterson said, "I think a great application could be using it on hip and shoulder replacements," he said. "When you get one of those ball and socket joints replaced, you don't want dry spots. You want bodily fluids to spread out on those surfaces. This technology might allow for the equal distribution of liquids on a metal ball bearing that might be slightly hydrophobic." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.